Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Hello, my loves. Do you know what your sign is? And I'm talking about the Western Zodiac. There are so many different amazing systems for the Zodiac throughout the entire world, so many different cultures. But today, to keep the episode simple, because this is a very complex system anyways to understand, at least for many, we're going to keep it to the Western because that's what's predominant, at least here in America. And I grew up looking at my horoscope as often as I could, you know, whether it be in the newspaper or online. We didn't have Google until, you know, I was a little bit older, or at least not widespread. Heck, we didn't even have a computer until I was in high school, I think, maybe middle school. I don't know, some of that kind of blurs together. But I do remember oftentimes it'd be a very common pickup line going, "Hey baby, what's your sign?" And I know the kids would be saying that back and forth just for funsies and everything, but it'd be fun to look at the different zodiacs and be like, you know what, that is kind of how I am. And there's a whole bunch of different amazing and not so amazing personality traits associated with each of the zodiacs, and it's really, really cool to dig in and see how everything flows and how it morphs over our lifetime, because I didn't resonate with a lot of it when I was a kid. And until I got on this path and started digging deeper into trying to see how everything's connected. And then I found out there's so much more than just the sun sign. Like, oh, I'm more than just a Scorpio. Okay, well, that makes more sense. Now, your sun sign, which is the constellation where the sun was either in or close to on the day of your birth. Now, that is essentially, they attribute that to your core personality. You know, your I am this, I am that. And then there's the moon sign, which governs our intuitive and emotional sides, the sides that we don't always show everyone. And that is what your heart craves. And again, that is the zodiac where the moon was either in or closest to on the day of your birth. And then we have the rising sign. That is the constellation that was dawning or rising on the day of your birth. And if you have the time of your birth, you can pinpoint things even further. You don't always have to. Some apps and websites will generalize for the day. But if you have the time, it can narrow in even more for a lot of the other placements. And there are so many. We're just going to concentrate on the big three for this episode to keep it simple. Now, personally, my sun is Scorpio, my moon is Gemini, and my rising is Aries. That made so much sense after I started really digging in and looking at it. Now, you could be like, well, okay, who cares? Like, how does this apply to me? Well, I'm going to break it down for you a little bit further. Now, for those who don't know, each of the zodiacs are associated with an element. So, you know, we have the four building blocks, the elements, and each one is associated with one of them. Air signs, Aquarius, Gemini, and Libra, are the thinkers, the humanitarians, the doers. They imagine beyond what so many others can. There are no limits with a lot of these people, and your emotions are empowering. They help actually bring you even more clarity and help you rise to new heights. Water signs, they are Cancer, Pisces, and Scorpio. We are the healers, the old souls, the caretakers, the feelers, the sensitive ones. Emotions run very deep with us because we feel them deeply, much like water. Water is associated with the subconscious. So there's nothing wrong with any of that. Earth signs, we have Capricorn, Taurus, and Virgo. They are practical, grounded, stable, sensual. A lot of the earth signs, they love luxury. They love good food. There's a stereotype with Tauruses about how they're always eating. I know my husband is one. And then we have the fire signs. They ignite ideas, passion, inspiration in themselves and in others. They're confident, they're magnetic, and they're very, very fiery because they're associated with the fire element. And even just kind of getting into that is like, okay, I resonate with this and that. And my big three are water, air, and fire. I am deeply passionate about so many different things. I'm retired Army, so there's the Aries right there as well, considering, Aries, Roman god of war, Mars, or Greek god of war, and associated with the planet Mars, so Roman god of war. And it's amazing to be able to tie everything in and be like, oh, I see commonalities with me and how I am in each of these. Now, if you're interested, I'm going to go through a little bit of the common personality traits for each of the zodiacs. And these are the extreme common ones, the kind of stereotypical. And that's okay. There are so many different apps. There are people who make a living out of being able to take your information and chart your entire birth chart and then break it down for you. So if you're interested in doing something like that, seek them out. They are out there. They're amazing. And then there's apps. There's quite a few. One to just check horoscopes, and just to be able to track like the big three and kind of see what the different placements have, like where the planets are in alignment with, to see how what's in store for a day or for the retrogrades that are coming up or even the eclipses that are coming in. And one that I use is Astro Matrix. It's free. They do have things that you can pay for. I don't. And you can watch ads to unlock things as well. So there's a whole bunch of different ways to dig into this and find out what resonates with you and be like, oh. Because any way that we can help understand ourselves a little bit better, it brings more self-awareness into us. And we can use that to be like, that's why I love this thing. That's why I'm drawn to that. Okay. It's like, oh, maybe it is actually meant for me instead of falling back into, self-doubt, because that's very common. Oh, that's just a pipe dream. Oh, well, that's actually something my sign, everything I'm associated with, is drawn to. Maybe there's something deeper there. And you can put meaning to it or not. It's purely up to you. That's the beauty about all of this. Now, for the 12 zodiacs, Aries, this is March 21st through April 20th. Some of their very common personality traits: adventurous, energetic, pioneering and courageous, enthusiastic, confident, dynamic, quick thinkers and doers. Now, some of the less desirable traits: selfish, quick-tempered, impulsive or impatient, and even a bit of a daredevil. That can be good or bad depending on the situation. I am a little bit of an adrenaline junkie. I still want to go bungee jumping and hang gliding and a whole bunch of other awesomeness eventually. Taurus, April 21st through May 21st. They are patient, reliable, warm-hearted and loving, persistent, determined, and they love security. They love stability. However, they can get jealous or possessive, resentful, inflexible, because sometimes we get really, really rooted into whether it be our beliefs or our convictions. They can be greedy or even self-indulgent. Gemini. I said my moon is in Gemini. May 22nd through June 21st. They are adaptable and versatile, communicative and witty, intellectual and eloquent. I'm still working on the eloquent. Youthful and lively and full of whimsy. However, they tend to get nervous, tense, can be superficial or be perceived as shallow because they kind of flit from one topic to another or one interest to another, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, as long as it doesn't derail progress or derail you from your goals, they can come across as inconsistent, cunning, and inquisitive. You know, much like the kids who are always asking, why? 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 Adults do that too. We love to understand things. And it can annoy people, especially the ones who aren't as inquisitive. Cancers. Cancers are June 22nd to July 22nd. They are emotional. They feel deeply and they are so loving. Very, very intuitive and imaginative. They can be cautious, protective, and sympathetic, very empathetic as well. My daughter, she wants to save all the animals. She's a Cancer. However, they can be moody. So this website says it's over emotional. Some people attribute that to being oversensitive. Now, I like to tell people that being sensitive is a superpower because it means you're deeply in touch with your emotions. Cancers can have a tendency to be stuck in those emotions, however, we all go through that. They can come across as touchy or even clingy and unable to let go. Now, Leos, July 23rd to August 21st, generous and warm-hearted, creative and enthusiastic, broad-minded and expansive, faithful and loving. But they can also come across as pompous, patronizing, bossy, interfering, intolerant. So it's always about finding that balance within us. Virgo, August 22nd, September 23rd. They can be modest and shy, meticulous and reliable, determined, practical, diligent, intelligent, and even analytical. However, they can come across as fussy or always worrying, overcritical and harsh, or even a lot of a perfectionism, which can get detrimental, especially when you're trying to get a project done. Libras, September 24th through October 23rd. Diplomatic, romantic and charming, easygoing and sociable, idealistic and peaceable. Now, they can also come across as indecisive, easily changing their minds, gullible or easily influenced, even flirtatious and self-indulgent. Scorpios, October 24th through November 22nd. We can be determined and forceful. Yeah, I can see that sometimes. Emotional and intuitive, powerful and passionate, magnetic, exciting. However, we can be prone to jealousy, resentment, holding on to grudges, compulsive or even obsessive, and then secretive. Sagittarius, November 22nd to, through December 22nd. Optimistic, freedom loving, jovial, good hearted, honest, straightforward, intellectual, but also loving philosophy. Now they can come across as blindly optimistic, careless, irresponsible, even superficial, or even having not a whole lot of tact. So what they say doesn't come across in a very, well, professional or compassionate way. It's just, you know, blunt. And that's for some people, it works for them. Others just don't like it, and that's okay. Capricorn, December 23rd to January 20th. They can be practical and prudent, ambitious and disciplined, patient and careful, humorous and reserved. However, they can be prone to pessimistic ideas, fatalistic ideas, kind of get stuck in feeling miserable. And then, you know, go on for the whole misery loves company thing. I'm actually noticing some of that with my youngest daughter, but she's five, so I could just be a symptom of being five as well. Aquarius, January 21st through February 19. Friendly and humanitarian, honest and loyal, original and inventive, independent. Now they can come across as contrary, meaning, you know, hey, I always got to be right. Unpredictable, unemotional, and even detached. The last one, Pisces, February 20th through March 20th. Imaginative, sensitive, compassionate, kind, selfless, unworldly, intuitive, and sympathetic. However, they can come across as always needing to escape, being extra idealistic, secretive and vague, or easily led. And again, these are not a end-all be-all by any means. They're just, oh, these are, different little facets that are very common personality traits for each of the zodiac signs. And then seeing where your sun, moon, and rising kind of lie on that spectrum, it's like, huh, okay, this ties in with that, that ties in with this, and oh, this explains this part of my life. And for some, it might. There are so many who fall into the middle part where it's like, it's not quite Scorpio. So like somebody who was born on November 22nd, they're on the cusp of Sagittarius. So anyone who was born really, really close to that liminal space between the two zodiacs, it's you're going to have traits of both. And then it's trying to figure out which one resonates more with you. And that can get a little confusing for some as well, because your birthday says, hey, I'm this, when in reality, you might have more traits of another one. And that's okay because we're all connected anyways. And all the zodiacs have different placements. Oh man, I don't even know how many different planetary alignments and stars and asteroids that they have that they track for all of this. And it's really cool hearing a lot of the people who are really deep into astrology can make sense out of, the placements and how it's affecting certain phases of our lives. It's fascinating. And if that does actually interest you, go check them out. There are so many out there. I'm still kind of delving into my own journey on that, but I wanted to share this little bit. I've gone deeper in this, but this is the only way I could simplify it for one episode. So I hope you enjoyed and have fun researching and take it all with a grain of salt, with an air of curiosity and, what if? And I wonder. Because anytime we do any research into any of this stuff, we can always go a little super logical and be like, ah, oh, none of that's legit. And if you go with the air of curiosity and what if, it's like, oh, that it leaves it open for possibility of, huh, that makes sense. At least, a little bit, or that's why I'm drawn to that, or that could be why I'm drawn to that. So have fun exploring, and I'm all for anything that helps lead us to greater self-awareness. Because the more we can understand ourselves, the more we can accept ourselves. Because we're amazing as we are. And I want everyone to realize that. So I love you. I support you. Thank you for listening or watching, depending on how you're doing this. Always remember, you are accepted, you are valid, and you are loved. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.